Mr. Chapa, C-H-A-P-A. First name is what is his first name? Let's see. It's Jose Chapa. Josechapa. He's got a birthday coming up. Today's 8/18. This is a 72-year-old gentleman recently hospitalized with history of congestive heart failure, end-stage renal disease, requiring emergency dialysis treatment, history of diastolic dysfunction, period, hypoxemia, hypertension, and history of anemia related to his end-stage renal disease, period. New paragraph. Jose showed up in the emergency room on or about 15th of this month with shortness of breath, hypoxemia, difficulty breathing. Patient does go to dialysis on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. An emergency hemodialysis was arranged in the hands of the nephrologist on call, period, new paragraph. Patient's subsequent echocardiogram shows ejection fraction to be around 50% with diastolic dysfunction and a stiff ventricle, period. New paragraph is he's got a right upper extremity AV fistula. He's anuric, hypoxic, respiratory failure, hypertension, HFREF. Patient was placed on non-rebreather in the emergency room. Subsequently, dialysis was arranged. He also suffers from hypertension, hypoxemia, respiratory failure, pulmonary edema, non-compliance with medication, dementia, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, lives in a group home where he's cared for at all times. Jose cannot live by himself. He would die without the help of someone else present. He also has a history of stroke, left-sided weakness. And hypertension uncontrolled due to the fact that he does not take his medications on a regular basis, period. During the hospitalization, he underwent hemodialysis, was restarted back on his regular medication. His blood pressure stabilized as long as he's taking his medication, period. New paragraph. Social services consult was obtained. Patient was subsequently returned to his house at South Lee, S-O-U-T-H-L-E-A, with a stable condition on current medication. Entresto's dose was increased during the hospitalization, period. New paragraph. Patient has done construction work in the past, has an extensive history of smoking and drinking alcohol in the past. COVID immunization is up to date. Medication includes increased dose of Entresto, Vistaril, nebulizer treatment. EKG showed sinus fascicular block. Sorry, let's go back to his medication. Let's see, Entresto 24-26 once a BID, then amlodipine 10 milligram once a day, then aspirin 81 milligram a day, allergy, non-drug allergy, family history, heart disease, diabetes, and possible kidney failure. Recent H and H of 9 and 29, ABG pH 7.48, PCO246, PO245, chest X-ray showed gross pulmonary edema. Period. The paragraph patient's condition was stabilized and subsequently returned back to the group home setting. Patients does not want to go back and forth to the hospital any longer. Family has asked social services for possible end-of-life care at the group home, period. His head of the bed elevated at 30 degrees because of risk of aspiration, period. He was able to avoid intubation by being placed on BiPAP. Jose has lost a lot of weight. Weak is ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, as was mentioned. He's on dialysis, has an active in place, as a patient with history of diabetes. Also, history of hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, state grade 3 diastolic dysfunction. He's an overall prognosis quite poor for the summer. He's in a full core during hospitalization, and social services are in the process of getting patients started on no core status. Blood pressure today is 150 over 70, pulses 92, respirations 18. Heart pulses, one pulse, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal, neck shows positive JVD. Number one, 73-year-old gentleman with end-stage renal disease, CVA, diabetes, hypertension, anemia, coronary artery disease with history of congestive heart failure, end-stage, with respiratory failure and stage 3 diastolic dysfunction. Number 2, hypertension. Next number is non-compliance. Next number is he's totally bedbound. Next number is he's completely ADL dependent. Next number is his bowel and bladder incontinent. Next number is anemia related to his renal failure. Next number is overall prognosis is quite poor. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number is a decreased weight. Next number is decreased mentation. Next number is chronic hypoglycemia. Next number is patients and family have desired that. Care center where he's staying till he passes on. Most likely,